I'm not bad. How are you?
Mate, I'm very damn good. Can I just say, bloody congratulations on writing a song about a scooter and it going number one around the world.
Thank you.
I put the call out. I said, can guys get away with riding a scooter? The resounding answer was no. However, you've made it cool, and I do want to give you a shout out for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I definitely disagree with the ladies. I think that it's all about the approach. But, you know, if it's going number one in Australia, then that's a sign that the times are changing.
Is the song based on this story that I heard that you and Ryan bought scooters because you wanted to get away from your shows quicker because the fans would mob and you couldn't get out via a car. So you'd do the show, jump off stage, and then get on the scooter? Is that true?
You know, that is not true.
Okay.
Although that is better than the truth. So I will just say yes, that is absolutely the truth.
Okay. But for the record, the song is not based on true story, or what? What's the go?
Well, no, we bought the scooters when we went on tour. That is true. And we would be stuck at the venue, and we were doing, we were playing in arenas. So oftentimes arenas aren't in the major metropolitan area of a city. They're kind of on the outskirts oftentimes. So we bought scooters because we wanted to roll out and go experience these cities and the downtown areas, coincidentally downtown areas of these cities. The scooter was the best way to get downtown.
And okay.
That's where the song kind of came from.